praise. We hear that word a few times in our readings today. Praise is normally associated with someone doing something that we like and approve of. We praise someone for their goodness. But divine praise goes a little deeper than God doing something that we like. I believe this is a struggle for us. In our life, we can be pretty stingy with praise. We only praise folks that we like. We never praise enemies. We have boiled praise down to approval. We've reduced it to karma. I praise you so that you will hopefully praise me someday. Or we praise someone for something that we have done or they have done in hopes that they'll continue doing that thing. Our praise today can be pretty selfish. Divine praise can never be this. It's foolish to praise God in hopes that it'll change his mind and help him be nicer to us. Yet I think this is what our attitude normally is. It's very easy to praise God when we get what we want. But praise given to God should not be based on us getting what we want. We should praise God because God is God. God is always good, whether we get what we want or not. Often what we want is not good for us, or God's plans extend years into the future, even into eternal life. And so when we don't get what we want, we should not consider it evil or mean on God's part. Instead, we should understand that God plays the long game. His plans are impossible for us to see because God's plans stretch well into the future, even into eternal life. Perhaps the reason we didn't get what we wanted was because God is forming us into a better person. Maybe this terrible thing that is happening to us now is going to be used in the future for our good and maybe the good of others. If we think on our life, we can come up with these instances where we wanted something so very badly, but didn't get it. And as time goes on, we realize what we wanted wasn't that good to begin with. I think Garth Brooks has a song called Unanswered Prayers. So if it's in a country song, surely it's a reality. Our praise of God should not be connected with good things happening to us. Our praise of God should be for no other reason than he is God. Life is going to be filled with good things and bad things, but the one constant is that God is always going to be there loving us. We hear Christ praise his Father in heaven because although he has hidden these things from the wise and the learned, he has revealed them to the little ones. He has revealed them to children. We are his children. We can learn a lot about our faith by observing children. The way we act towards God is not unlike the way children act towards their parents, for good or bad. Just like any good parent, our Father in heaven wants what's best for us. Sometimes that means he lets us play, and sometimes that means he disciplines us, or at least doesn't give us what we want so we don't become spoiled. The beautiful thing about children is that they don't have to worry about much. They are normally pretty carefree. Sure, they might be afraid from time to time. They might have a worry here or there, but they have an amazing capacity to put that worry and fear behind them. The reason that Christ can tell us that his yoke is easy and his burden is light is because his yoke does not involve worry. The yoke of Christ leads to the cross, but the yoke of Christ is ultimately turning our life over to God and allowing him to guide us. Yes, we'll have to carry the burden of life, but along that way. But it will be so much lighter if we trust in God and praise him in the good times and in the bad. When we praise God for who he is, it helps us trust more deeply in our loving Father.